So are we going to do it again?
Do what?
A little catch-up for the listeners who missed parts one and two.
I wasn't planning on it.
You did a catch-up scene at the beginning of part two, but you're not doing one for part three? That doesn't make any sense.
You're right. Okay, listeners, if you haven't already, go listen to parts one and two and catch up!
You're not funny.
Look, it's not like the plot matters. People can just figure it out as they go.
Sally Simpson and Sam Sterling being sent through a vortex in time and space by Professor Whizboombang and winding up inside the worlds of all the other recurring shows we do is going to be naturally understood by our listeners?
Well, it is now.
What are you so sore about?
I said we weren't going to do a recap, and you just did one.
I just did one because it's in the script. You think I speak in sentences that long if they're not written down? By you? Every single month?
All right. No need to bust my chops.
You wrote me busting your chops! Anyway, how do you want to start this one?
In medias res, I think.
Keep firing. Keep them pinned down so they can't get close enough to attack. Just need to buy Hots for a little time, and this whole city is going to belong to us. Or we can go with Plan B, where we run for our freaking lives.
That is not going to work out well for you.
Shoot her! Shoot her!
Think about how many guns you have already fired at me. And then notice I am still standing here.
Okay. Well, how about I surrender and I promise to come quietly?
You are a criminal, and criminals are dishonest. I would not accept your promise.
All right, that's fair. How about I just drop to my knees and beg you not to bash my head in?
That does not sound like something I would do, now does it?
No, I guess not.
I could shoot you in the neck with a needle gun right now if it'll shut you up.
Yes, please. I kind of love you right now.
Aw, I bet you say that to all the boys with sedative needle guns. Good night.
Thank you. They do not usually talk so much. It was annoying.
Amazon, wait.
I very much do not want to do that, Detective Danger.
I know, but...
I see a lovely opportunity to strike someone who sorely deserves it. Do you really want to get in the way of that?
Want is not the word I would use, but take a look over there. Hotspur's been up to her old tricks, and of the two of us, you are the one who won't die of smoke inhalation.
The building is on fire?
Hey, not my fault. Look, you need to go save the people in the burning building. I'll try to keep Hotspur under wraps.
I dislike this plan.
Because it doesn't involve you caving in Hotspur's head in the next minute. I get it. But, you know, fire.
Do I have to say what is on my mind?
That if I take out the bad guy without you, we're going to have words, and I won't like them. I get the nuances. Now go cut down on the future charcoal production, would you?
Fight as Athena, not as Ares.
Someday I should probably tell her I have no idea what that means. Anyway, next job is to find the supervillain with the flamethrower powers. Job well done, if I do say so myself. Hey, Hotspur. How's it going?
Even unawares. You're not standing where you look like you are, huh, hero? And don't bother with the needle gun. I'm running hot enough to melt your firepower before it gets to me.
Yeah, the melted macadam at your feet kind of gave that away. But come on, just between us girls, how long can you really keep that up?
Long enough to roast you, mate.
For the record, you weren't even close. And don't fool yourself, kid. You're a sprinter. I can do marathons. I know you can't actually see me to confirm this, but you're sweating more than me. Not too much longer before you'll need to take a break. Or maybe you'll just need a bite to eat, which isn't pure charcoal or a nice tall glass of water. I'm sure you've seen the commercials, Hotspur. Gotta keep hydrated if you want to play in the big leagues.
You talk too much, you know that?
What the? Crikey, what is this?
two nice things about carbon dioxide fire extinguishers. They not only put out fires, they drop the temperature enough for me to get close to you. And then there's the other nice thing about them.
You think I can't take a hit?
Can you take two?
So, how's it going, Hal?
Am I going to get a bunch of flack from you for taking out the bad guy you were chasing?
I'm not the kind of hero who minds if you do my job for me, buddy. I'm lazy like that. I'm just not looking forward to telling this story.
To your Amazon pal?
Oh, she'll clobber me, but don't get me wrong. There's someone else I don't want to go through this song and dance with.
So, Henry King V is the bozo who actually knocked out Hotspur?
I think he prefers to be called Hal.
It's more of his father's story anyway.
Maybe the first part of it.
Shut up, shut up, shut up! If you took all shut-ups in the world and crammed them together, you two would still not be shut-up enough for my tastes.
So, you brought us into a precinct interrogation room, and then you asked us questions. But you don't want us to talk. Sounds logical.
I tell you to shut up, and the first thing you do is talk. Sounds logical. For reasons which remain stupid, I can't talk to the superheroes who were actually there when it happened, so I'm stuck with you alleged witnesses, and I would like to get the information I need without the three-ring circus for once.
If you've known B for more than 10 minutes and you still expected telling her to shut up would work, I think there'd be bigger problems with your detective work than we can help you with on this case. She literally never stops talking.
Usually I would consider being quiet just to prove you wrong. But since I know perfectly well that's exactly why you said that, I'm not gonna.
Enough. What about John Taff? If Hal King was involved, he must have been as well.
Not so much. They had a falling out.
Over what?
Over the fact that Taff had been replaced by an android for the past 6 months.
You're telling me we had a false Taff hanging out with King?
Yes, we are.
And that's all we can tell you. So if you don't mind, Constable Barry...
Lieutenant. Lieutenant Doug Barry. You're supposed to be a smart lady, B. How come you can't remember my rank?
Speaking of rank, it's getting a little close in here. Can we go now?
What's your hurry?
You mean other than the fact that B's wearing old lady perfume and I can barely breathe?
I had to put on extra. You haven't worn deodorant since the Berlin Wall went up.
Knock it off, would ya? Look, there's a betting pool here at the station on when you two will make with the kissing and get it over with. So how about it?
Excuse me while I swallow some bile.
Nice. Besides, we could ask you when you're going to get around to the lip lock with Sergeant Verges.
What makes you think something's going on between me and her?
I think he's going for more of a wake-up Sleeping Beauty vibe.
What are you... Verges? Verges!
What? Did they kiss? Did I miss it?
Sergeant Verges, were you asleep during my interrogation?
Cut the girl some slack, Doug. I mean, you were talking after all.
No, sir. Not sleeping. Definitely not sleeping.
Then what were you doing?
Well, do you remember when you said, let me do the talking?
Yeah.
Well, I was.
I'm not sure if you're being a smart aleck or the dumbest aleck who ever walked on two legs.
Huh. Maybe you were right about the kiss, Benny. He has noticed her legs.
So very much shut up.
Don't worry, Lieutenant. I won't tell your wife you were looking at my legs.
I liked you better asleep.
Ooh, watching her sleep? That's getting a little creepy.
Huh.
Huh.
Under normal circumstances, I would be very freaked out right now. However, I'm choosing to think of this as a relief.
Oh my! I wonder where we've ended up this time.
Well, I'll say this. For a small room without many defining features, it looks kind of familiar.
Sterling? Is that you?
Sam?
Some kind of gateway from the beyond opened up, dropped off two people, and you two happen to know them?
This surprises you?
No, Lieutenant. I just don't think there's going to be a box I can check for this when I do the paperwork.
In any case, we only know one of them. This is Sam Sterling, a reporter from out in Metrodelphia.
We met when he and Bea were covering one of those times when Captain Goody was helping Detective Danger in the Amazon.
Hang on. Did you say Detective Danger in the Amazon? Why, they've been retired for almost 20 years.
Well, don't forget, Sally, we are traveling through time.
So, Lieutenant, I think we should go get some coffee.
Coffee?
Well, it's either that or we have to write up a report on whatever this is.
Sergeant, I'm going to take back some of the things I've said about you.
That's all right, sir. I was probably asleep when you said it.
Wait a moment. You look familiar. Benny Zula, right?
Well, since we brought up the I'm Tay Aveltray, I'm really hesitant to answer these questions.
I think I still have your book loaded on my e-reader.
Your what now?
Yes, here it is. My Life is Detective Danger by Benny Zula.
Sally?
You are Detective Danger? I'm going to murder you. I'm going to murder you. I'm going to bury you. I'm going to resurrect you as a zombie. And then I'm going to murder zombie you.
I mean, it seems like the burial is an unnecessary step there.
Wow, that's almost word for word what his wife B said when she found out.
Sally?
Did you say his... What did you say her name was?
Yeah, I kind of want to hear that again myself.
Oh, are you B? Sam, this is excellent. We have a chance to interview Detective Danger and the alter ego of the Amazon. Talk about an exclusive.
I don't know that we're going to get much of an interview, Sally. I think you just blew out their brains.
Well, we've got to try, Sam. You interview Benny and I'll interview B.
I think maybe we should switch that.
Really? Is there some reason you can think of why Sally Simpson shouldn't interview B. Artino?
Just a feeling.
Let me understand. You are the Amazon.
No. No, of course not.
Good.
I just share a brain with her.
What?
Relax, Benny. Once we go through the portal again, you'll forget we were here, and this whole revelation about your secret identities will fade from your memories.
I'm going to go back to being clueless? How does that make it better?
It doesn't, but we don't have a lot of time here. So, Detective Danger, who taught you to be so dangerous?
I'm kind of dealing with something right now.
You can process it in a few years when you have this conversation for real. Tick-tock, mister.
Fine. I used to work in military intelligence, but the project on holographic cloaking I was keeping track of ended up having more spies on the project than actual scientists. I worked with the one man on the project I could trust to convince everyone the whole thing was a complete failure. They killed him. I arrested the whole pack of the spies, and I kept the tech because it was pretty clear that it would fall into enemy hands if I did anything else. I took it with me when I left the army and became a private detective. So, who taught me to be dangerous? I guess that would be Uncle Sam.
You told a different story in your book.
Is it a different story that doesn't involve me stealing government secrets? Can't imagine why I would do that.
What about you, B?
We're not going to remember any of this.
Sorry, no.
Fine. Let me see if I can even get this thing off.
That metal thing you wear sometimes around your arm?
I always wear this, genius. Just sometimes it's under my sleeves. It's called an armlet. And since I'm not wearing it at the moment... Selena, you want to visit?
Oh, goodness. I'm not used to seeing you when you're transparent, Amazon.
Hello, Sam Sterling. I am here in spirit form only. Without the anchor of one of my bloodline, this is the only way I can enter your realm.
I went on a trip to Greece to look into my ancestry, and I came across the armlet in a shop. Since I'm apparently a distant descendant of the Amazons, Selena and I can trade places.
I am usually in a paradise of peace and tranquility. It bores me to tears, so I am happy to come out and help when it is time.
Well, if you like it here so much, why do you let B stay in this realm?
I have already lived my life. She has hers to do with as she must.
So you've never taken the body out for a joyride?
That happened once, and we don't talk about that. Let's just say neither of us can show our faces at a women's professional wrestling match again.
Hey, guys. We're your ride home. They said we can come in and... What the...
So, hi, Benny. B. Hello, Ghost of the Amazon and woman I've never met before.
Oh, hi, Hero. Hi, Claude.
And Sam, hi. Does this mean Captain Goody's in town? You're usually here when he comes to visit.
And why is there a spectral form of the Amazon in the room? I mean, just curious, but thought I'd ask.
No time to explain. We could be drawn through a portal at any moment.
Which they also don't have time to explain.
Sally, this is Claude, Benny's brother, and this is Hero, who, I'm guessing at this point in the timeline, is Claude's wife.
Yep. I didn't get this protrusion in my stomach from eating watermelons.
Congratulations! What are you naming the baby?
Something with an A, I hope. It's an old tradition in my family. First kid is named with an A name, second with a B, thus Benny. Third one with a C, thus Claude.
Yeah, started a long time ago by some Yahoo ancestor out in the Midwest.
And for the record, if we even get to a third little munchkin, the name Cletus is off the table.
Yeah, looks like the portal's here.
And I'll just put that armlet back on before I start asking why I took it off in the first place.
So, when we have this conversation again, you know, for real.
Apparently, I threaten to kill you. And then I marry you.
Yeah, that checks out.
Sounds about right.
It was nice to see everyone again. Take care.
How exactly can you possibly know these people, Sam? We've got to be 30 years in the past. How old are you?
No time for that now, Sally. Let's go!
Sally! Sam! You're back! You're all right!
Of course we are, Heidi.
Well, you two are definitely a sight for sore eyes.
Oh, Dirk, if I had a nickel for every time I've heard that.
We're all definitely glad you're okay. Now, would you please untie us?
I was just about to ask about that. What's going on?
Three guesses, and the first two don't count.
Don't tell me Professor Whizboombang has turned on you and begun a dastardly plot to take over the city.
Yep. Must be a Tuesday.
Oh, dear. How long have we been gone?
Looks like 10, maybe 15 minutes. She does work fast.
I don't understand. Why didn't the Countess of Cloud stop her?
Over here, Sam. This is apparently a Faraday cage, so lightning bolts don't do much of anything. I suppose I could have used indoor cyclones, but I could never get a clean shot where no one would be hurt except the professor. And maybe Kelly. I don't know.
Well, I've almost got the ropes off you. Here you go, Chopper Will.
Actually, I'm Chopper Abe, sir. Chopper Will died trying to keep Miss Bravado here safe.
He was very sweet. Not particularly bright, but very sweet.
Well, now that we're all free, what do we do?
I'm still in a cage, you know.
Yes, and I heard what you said about the cyclones. So, what's the plan?
I have a thought. Gunny, why don't you come help me with this time and space portal machine?
'Cause I have no idea what it does or how it works.
Oh, I'm sure we can figure it out. Come on!
All right, everybody hold it!
Oh, no! It's Violencia! What's this dastardly villain doing here?
Oh, hey! Sally, right? Yeah, Professor Whizboombang saw me through the window and she said she needed a lackey. I wasn't doing anything, so I figured, why not?
Violencia was put in charge of the station staff to keep us from escaping.
She said it was the best possible use of my talents.
Gee, that's a shame. Why, we've already untied them and freed them.
You mean I done bad?
Looks like it, I'm afraid. You'd better get out of here. We wouldn't want you to get in trouble with Professor Whizboombang if she gets back.
Oh, good idea. I'd better get while the getting's good. Did I leave a water bottle here?
Is it the purple one over there with World's Best Aunt written on it?
Oh, good. That's it. It was a gift. I hate to lose it. Anyway, see ya!
All right, let's get out of here before...
Not so fast.
Before I get interrupted mid-sentence by a supervillain.
Gee, what's that like?
Silence! I see you two fools are back from your little jaunt through dimensions. Well, no matter. You're too late.
I tried to stop her, but she said if I didn't sign over the station to her, she'd kill us all.
And now I'm holding the contract giving me complete control over this station and all the powerful mind control I can transmit with their antennae.
So that contract, is it...
Yes, it's notarized! Honestly, you forget to do that in one evil scheme and no one ever lets you live it down.
So, isn't a superhero supposed to show up about now? I mean, that usually happens at this point, right?
That sounds just about right. Hey, Sally, if a pirate walked into a bar, what sort of a drink would you expect him to order?
What?
Did that vortex do bad things to your head, dude?
I know it's a weird question, Sally, but it is important.
Well, if it was a pirate doing the ordering, I guess I'd
Spectrum! Spectrum.
I don't believe it.
Sally Simpson is Lady Lightshow?
That makes so much sense.
Oh, but wait, there's more.
I'm hoping it's all right if I come join the party.
Holy crow.
Sam, you're Captain Goody?
Okay, that one makes a little less sense.
Okay, seriously, I have a newsroom full of reporters, and nobody here figured this out before now.
Oh, put a sock in it, Gordy.
Been a little while, Professor, but between me and my muscle-bound pal over there, you don't stand a chance, and you know it.
You fools! Don't you see you're too late? I already have the deed to KGDY here in my hand!
What deed in whose hand now?
Gah! See, this is why I hate all the paperwork that comes with world domination. But it doesn't matter. Take me back to jail if you want. Since you super simpletons have revealed your secret identities to me, I can use that information to destroy you in the most insidious way possible.
Gunny, do me a favor, would you? Please pull the third red lever there.
Wait, what are you doing? That lever controls the amnesia circuit I built into the machine.
Which Lady Lightshow and I are immune to now that we've been through the portal. Sorry for the inconvenience to everyone else, but Professor, I can't really say I'm sorry for this one. Gunny?
Got it.
Excuse me. In no particular order, what is going on? Why am I in a cage? And is Kelly to blame?
Let me take care of that cage for you, darling. Love the hair, by the way.
Thank you. I suppose it's sort of cheating to be your own personal hairdryer.
Whatever works for you, and boy, is it working.
Sorry for the confusion, everyone. Sally Simpson and Sam Sterling made it back safely, but they wound up across town. When they told us Professor Whizboombang was behind the machine, we figured we'd better get over here.
Professor who? I like that name. She sounds nice.
We had a little bit of an accident with the amnesia circuit, but you all probably only lost a few minutes worth of your memories.
Except the professor over there. She was right in the beam's path.
She was? Is she okay?
Do us a favor and call the cops to come pick her up. Me and my favorite crime fighter better get him home and ready for his date Tonight with Sally.
Oh, that's right. Bye, everyone.
That was a pretty slick trick you pulled there, Captain.
Couldn't have done it without you.
Of course not. I'm amazing. Now let's get you back to your apartment. Sally's gonna be a bit annoyed she missed the latest takedown. You better wear that cologne she bought you. It'll cheer her up.
So Sally really doesn't know anything about you, does she?
I haven't decided she needs to know. But can I ask you a question? I love Sally to death, but she's awful full of herself. And I see the way she treats Sam Sterling. Why do you put up with her?
Sally's an amazing lady. She has to be. You're a part of her, and, well, that had to come from somewhere.
You, my friend, are one awfully sweet talker. So when you're kissing Sally goodnight tonight, don't forget I'm in there, too.
This might be getting a little complicated.
The best things in life always are.
You have been listening to the finale of From Soup to Nuts, produced by Seat of Our Pants Players, written and directed by Dan Wenzel. The Gang Leader and the Countess of Clouds were Liz Music. The Amazon and Professor Whiz Boom Bang were Andy Gastengi. Detective Danger and Gunny the Station Manager were Adam Gastengi. Hotspur and Violencia were Dana Bonner Andreessen. Doug Barry and Gordy were Aaron Manka White. Hal and Chopper Abe were Andrew Dell. Sergeant Burgess and Heidi Bravado were Rebecca Scheimer. Hero and Kelly Sunbeam were Brianna Kuby. Claude and Dirk Hartthrottle were Rick Tennant. Captain Goody and his alter ego were Dan Wenzel. And B, Sally Simpson and Lady Lightshow were Jill Wenzel. Music and sound effects by www.freesfx.co.uk. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you later.